Blog Talk Radio.
Intro. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Smoke Show. This is Chris Chadwick, your host. Glad to be here tonight, fired up and excited about barbecue, barbecue world, everything barbecue. I am fired up, let me tell you. Just coming off a big competition this past weekend. Had a wonderful time. I will be telling you a little bit about it just shortly. First off, I'd like to always thank my sponsors, because without my sponsors, it would sure be hard to do what we get to do. Daryl Mast, the Barbecue Superstars, Barbecue Television, Superstar Live Television, his newest venture, an awesome thing going on right there. You definitely need to go to barbecuesuperstars.com. Check this out. Very inexpensive live feed, barbecue coverage, shows, cook shows. Very nice. Programming, a great concept. It's just going to be something that's going to take off. I mean, it's already taken off like wildfire. The smoke is rolling on barbecuesuperstars.com. The live feed television is happening. Hopefully before long, I will be able to get involved with a little of that, and I'm excited about that also. But barbecuesuperstars.com is just a great website. It does have everything that you need for competition or anything that you would want to have for a competition. Or as far as that goes, cooking in the backyard, on the patio, the deck, patio pitmasters to the serious competition pitmaster cook. He has got you covered right there on barbecuesuperstars.com. My sponsors, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce. Just a dynamite sauce. Do I need to say more about Blues Hog? If you haven't tried it, you need to get on board and try it. It's just awesome. I mean, the sauce will just knock your socks off. It does have the right flavor profiles of a competition. He's got original, which I call it red, white, and blue. It is all American. He's got original, which is white. He has the Tennessee Red, which is a good vinegar base, a little hotter sauce, and also the blue, the Smoky Mountain, the newest sauce to that addition. That is a killer sauce also. Does have a great mustard sauce and an awesome rub. Blueshog.com. Check it out. You will not be sorry. Also, my other sponsors, MeatRake.com. Meat rakes. I used my meat rakes this past weekend in Tupelo, Mississippi, pulling those butts apart. Let me tell you, these rakes will break a butt or shoulder apart in no time. And believe me, when you're turning in at 30 minutes and you're at the very back end of the competition, you've got a long way to go. And if you're a big boy like this big boy, you better have some time to get those boxes made. Meat rake definitely makes it a lot easier. MeatRake.com. Thank you, Meat Rake, for being a sponsor of the Chris Chadwick Show, Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team. Greatly appreciated. Also, Maverick Industries, man, without my Mavericks this weekend, I don't think I would have done like I did. Maverick Industries has some great product, a dual temp thermometer, wireless remote, measures your pit temp, measures your meat temp at the same time. Awesome piece. Also, the quick temp probe. At nighttime, the big bright LEDs is the way to roll. Let me tell you, you're not having to look at your temp gauge with a flashlight or turning the lights on. This probe, backlit, you can see the digits. It's an awesome piece. Check it out, maverickindustries.com. Tell them Chris sent you. I guarantee you it'll help you out. Awesome products. Also, I'd like to welcome my newest sponsor to the Chris Chadwick Show and to Team Hall County Cookers, Grill Great, Mr. Brad Barrett. We sure greatly appreciate you, sir. Sent me a wonderful, wonderful sponsor package. It's just got some awesome stuff as well as some great information. Grill Great is a nice piece. And I wasn't aware that Grill Great has so many different models. Grill Great has the grates to fit your Weber kettle, a kettle style. It has kettle style. It has Komodo style, which will fit any type of green egg. Back down to your patio pitmaster, your Yoder smokers, your Green Mountain, rectangular style cooks. It'll do that. You can put it in your stick burner. You can put it in your stumps. You can put it in your Tucker. You can put it in your Backwoods. I mean, these grill grates are dynamite, let me tell you. It really is amazing. Tennessee Barbecue Association has started a state category. Man, I'm going to tell you, the grill grate is going to set it on fire and break it loose. Grillgrate.com, check it out. I guarantee you will not be disappointed with that either. I will not ever tell you wrong or steer you wrong on something barbecue. I love barbecue, and I'm going to support barbecue 100%. That's just the way I roll. That's the way I am. I'm just jacked up and excited. Like my buddies, they give me heck all the time about saying jacked up on Mountain Dew. Well, baby, I'm jacked up on Mountain Dew tonight, and I'm ready to talk some smoke. The lines are open. I know we're going to have plenty of callers calling in tonight, but the number to call is 347-202-0263. That's the number to call. If you'd like to call in, we would love to hear from you. If you want to call in and talk 5 minutes, you want to stay on 10 minutes, you want to stay on 30 minutes, hey, this is a two-hour show, and we'll get you in and out as long as you want to stay. You're welcome to stay. I guarantee that. That's just the way it is around here. This show is all about you and the Q, baby. That's what it is, all about you and the Q. Let me take a minute to slow down, catch my breath, and let's just think about all the things we're thankful for today. It's been a beautiful day outside. We got to barbecue, compete this past weekend. We're looking forward to competing in the next few weeks. What a great time that is. Guys, if you don't compete and you would like to compete, you need to get into it. I it's not about going and winning. Yes, winning is nice. I mean, we all want to win. But there's a lot more to a barbecue competition and the barbecue sport as just winning. You go, my only regret of going to Tupelo, Mississippi, to the Don't Be Cruel barbecue duel. I'm going to tell you, my only regret is I didn't get to go Thursday and stay all night Thursday, and I didn't get to stay Saturday night. Let me tell you, it was a dynamite show. Them girls, the event organizers, Bev Crossan, Leslie Mark, let me tell you, they had it together. If you didn't have it, it would appear, it would be taken care of. They fed us breakfast. They kept us with ice. If you had a problem electrical-wise, water-wise, it was being taken care of. If you needed something, they were there. Now, you know, I just have to really say, it's just a pleasure to go down there. I mean, it's a dynamite place. It's in a great place there in Tupelo. Tupelo is a wonderful city. Where we go compete, You roll into the visitor center, check in. They escort you all through town and get you over to the cook site, get you in, just treat you like a celebrity, let me tell you. And it was really nice to go cook at that cook. And like I say, my only regret is I didn't get to go Thursday night and stay all night, and I didn't get to stay Saturday night. I met so many people there that I had talked to through the show here. I met so many people there I talked to through Facebook. And, man, let me tell you, when you talk back and forth with them on Facebook, you can get a feel what kind of people they are. And when you meet them, it's like you've known them forever. They'll do anything for you. You'll do anything for them. And that's all part of the barbecue competition circuit. Now, let me tell you, that is no lie. I was right next to a dynamite, next to dynamite people all around me. Awesome rigs, pits, set up, travel trailers, cook rigs, cook trailers. Let me tell you, it was set up. There was some dynamite equipment there, and there were pop-ups there, you know. I mean, you had a pop-up tent, and you were cooking. You were just as important as a guy that had the $200,000 rig down there cooking. They treated everybody great, but I'm telling you, there were some nice rigs there, some awesome cookers, several Jambos setting out, polished up, shining, smoking, letting the smoke roll, and homemade pits, custom pits. Weber Kettle Ranch-style kettle grills, awesome cookers. Jambos, nice Jambos, Backwoods, Stumps, Tuckers. I mean, you name it, they were there cooking. Langs, man, I seen a Lang there that was huge. I mean, it was I guess the biggest one they made. I didn't even know that Lang made a cooker that size, but I mean, it was huge. All kinds of cookers. R&O Smokers, Green Mountain. You know, the list just keeps going on and on and on. Dynamite cookers. You know, we rolled in with old Big Hog, Faithful there, you know, my old stick burner. We rolled in and started throwing the hickory to it, making coals, getting some heat, and letting the smoke roll, getting some smoke going. Got to have a little ambience when you're there at a cook, especially where we were. But just a dynamite place, dynamite area. I mean, parties going on, dance floors happening. I mean, whatever you wanted to see there, it was going on. But we had a great time, just an awesome time, and just really want to thank Tupelo Barbecue Duel for such an awesome job of how they set this up, and we will be going back again next year. We're planning on signing up and getting ready right now to go back next year because it's just that kind of show. We had just basically like a little Tennessee Barbecue Association corner. We had a lot of guys that's in our Tennessee Barbecue Association, the TBA, had a lot of guys there set up. Next to us was Tennessee River Porkers, Custom Cookers out of Paris was helping them. Hall County, my team, we were there. Pirate Port come in and helped me. Across the way, you had James Brawner, Goop, with Team Grilling and Chilling, and he had Ash Kickers helping them. On over, we had the Spices Ride out of Clarksville. We had Smoking and Turning over there in out of Clarksville, just right down from us, had Choking in the Smoke, another TBA member. Had several TBA members there. Tim Seals out of Missouri, he's a TBA member. He was there letting the smoke roll. He got a big call. Congratulations to him. Smoking and Turning got a call. Congratulations to them. 100 teams there. So, I mean, it was a big show. A lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff going on. A lot of just barbecue family, environment. Just an awesome time. We do have a caller, let's see, in queue. I'm going to go and queue him in. We haven't got to talk to him last couple days. This is Keith Webb, Pirate Port. Keith, you are going to be live in on the air with us in just a couple minutes. You're live with us now. What's going on tonight?
Hey, man, what's up?
What's up? Well, we just started our show. Just telling a little bit about the Tupelo event, just telling how much fun we had, all the dynamite, exciting stuff we got to see, all the cookers, the rigs, the teams. I mean, just tell everybody your little point of view on what you got to see.
Oh, man, it was a fine show. I actually think it was a hair bit better than last year. I mean, they both times they put on one heck of a show, and like you were saying just a minute ago, they take care of you if you need something. I mean, we had that little water issue. Boy, that security was over there working on it for us. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. They got a problem, they get it fixed and wait on your hand and foot. It was a heck of a time.
It sure was. And I was telling everybody about all the rigs, the different rigs, the setups, everything we got to see, people we got to meet. I mean, it's just had a real good time. And we actually didn't do too bad, did we?
No. I think old Hall County put a pretty good showing in there. He definitely upgraded everything he was doing, and everything looked and tasted great. So, no, I think it was pretty good.
You know, I was looking at the judge. I was looking at the scorecard just a little earlier. You know, I called in the Cody show, Lulu Smoking Soul radio show Sunday night. And Tim Seals was on, Randy Hill and Andy Allen from Southern Cross. Congratulations to them coming in third overall. You know, and for little old Hall County to go in there with 100 big teams, and, you know, we're just really starting our KCBS run, coming out with 18th place chicken. That was just dynamite. That was just dynamite on that, because everybody knows how hard and how tough and difficult chicken is.
Mm. And, yeah. If you're talking to one of them.
I'm telling you.
My favorite category. That's a joke.
You know, that's everybody's favorite category. That chicken is brutal. Can really get you sometimes. And we just took our time on it and worked it out right. You know, coming in with a total score. We breaking the 170 mark right here on chickens. I mean, second place was 178. And there was one team that had a perfect 180 in chicken. You know, congratulations to Hottie Toddy barbecue crew. But, you know, we come in at 170, right at 171, 18th place. And, you know, that gap right there was pretty close. The scoring was pretty close all the way up to number one. And I was proud of that chicken. I mean, that was, we did thighs. There's no secret in that. We did thighs, and man, we just rocked it out on chicken. I mean, our judges loved our chicken. We had 989, 989, 999, 989, 989, and we had judge number 6 give us 978. But I mean, that was a pretty good run on our chicken.
Yes, it was.
You know, and especially on our first big boy tour like that.
Yeah, that's an impressive move on them.
And since we're talking, let's go on and brag a little more. Might as well. Now, you know, we're going to tell the good with the bad, and we're going to tell the bad with the good. And our ribs, you know, we cut up one rack of ribs. We didn't pull a bone out. We cut the end off and cut them out and cut 8 pieces and put her in a box.
That rack, well, that was a good looking rack.
Those ribs were fire. They looked good. They were cooked right. Had a heck of a smoke ring on them. They were sauced right. I mean, you know, it was just what can you say? they were just, they looked good, and they were good. And, you know, our scores on that, we had one judge to give us a 999, a 889, a 9, here's what got us right here, a 967, you know, and an 888, and another 888, and an 867 killed us. I mean, that just killed us dead. That just knocked us out of the running. You know, and the thing about it is, that sauce and rub I used on them ribs is the same sauce and rub that judge gave me a 989 on the chicken.
Chicken, yeah.
So, you know, that's where that ball bounced, you know. But we had a good product. It looked good. It was fire. It tasted good. It looked good in the box. You know, as far as appearance on all our boxes, with the exception of a couple eights, our appearance, you know, we had nines, we had eights on all our boxes, except one on a pork box. We got a 7 on appearance. Everybody else give us nines, but you know that's just how it rolls. And I'm not complaining. I just can't figure it out. but on this brisket, you know, we gonna have to come in and toot our horn again. Now, where are we at here? Our chicken, our ribs, on our ribs. Let's see where we went on our ribs. On our ribs, we were, I don't even know. I'm trying to look right here. That tells you how much I've been looking at ribs since we got those sixes. That knocked the ribs out. on our ribs, we were 78. You know, and the thing about 78 and 77 and 76 were all the same score. So, you know, we come in, you know, it killed us on our ribs right there. That six on that taste, I just, you know, I hated it, but that's just how it rolls, you know. And all these competition cooks and these competitors out there know, man, it just, when you get a six, it just knocks it in the dirt. It's over. The fat lady has sang.
Oh, it hurts. It
hurts. Or the big boy like me is crying. But we'll go back and do it again. We're ready to roll again. I'm excited. I'm just excited to go cook again now. I'm ready to go right now and get something going on.
So it's got me fired up and ready.
And, you know, our pork did a little better in our ribs, but you know, we had one judge to give us a 6 on pork, and the rest of them were, you know, were pretty respectable. You know, on pork, we had one judge love everything we did. He gave us triple nines across the board, and then we had one that just didn't judge, you know, give us a 6, and then that killed us on pork. We had 988, 988, 889. 869, and then we did have a judge give us 777 on our pork. So that's where we went on pork. We took a dive on pork, but you know, we did the box a little different this time. And you know, when you get into a big competition like that, you want to try to do something a little different, come out of the box a little bit, maybe hope it's going to hit. And I think we just did too much in the box, but we had good presentation all the way across. You know, I was proud of we've got a team member, she called them parsnips. She was flipping them parsnips and putting them in the box.
Yeah, man, them parsnips.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that pork box. I tried to stay out of there so they won't be shigging too much.
Well, you know, I hear you. It's just...
I actually don't think I saw any of them. Boxes, I don't think. I can remember. I don't think I did.
Well, you know, the thing about it, you know, it's not secrets we're doing. We just love to barbecue. You love to barbecue. You know, we're out there just trying to do our best, wanting to make a good impression, wanting to score, wanting to walk, wanting to hear our name called. You know, that's just how it rolls. And
well, there wasn't no way in hell I was hearing my name called, so I was... I was hoping to hear yours.
I hear you. So we're gonna go on down. We'll finish up this score sheet real quick here on our overall. And I was really proud of our brisket. Our brisket, you know, I don't cook a lot of brisket. I love beef brisket, you know, but I don't cook a lot, especially in KCBS. We don't do a lot of big comps because there's not many around our area that we're fortunate enough to go to. So this was actually my first KCBS brisket that we cooked. And I was really proud of our brisket because we come in on brisket in top 25. We placed 25th on brisket with a score, a total of about 169. 1428. So, you know, between our score and third place brisket, there was less than 10 points. So I was proud of our brisket. It turned out really good. Big shout out to Johnny Trigg, Smoking Triggers, and Bucks of Blazing. They both scored perfect brisket scores at Tupelo with a 180. But I'm telling you, it was just it was a good show. We had a big time, and I was glad to get to go, and I was glad you went with us to help out. You helped out a whole lot, and I appreciate all your help you did.
I had a blast.
You know, it's just...
Get me ready. Maybe I can do it next year, I hope.
I'm telling you, you know, just... we just keep talking cooks. We keep talking barbecue. Hopefully, we've got some listeners out there listening tonight. We want to give this call-in number out. The number to call tonight is 347-202-0263. That's the number to call. Let's talk smoke. We've got Keith Webb of Pirate Pork on the line. I'm sure we're going to have several other callers call in tonight also. Call in if you've got a question, got an idea. You want to say, just whatever you want to say, call in. We'd love to have you. We'd love to talk to you a few minutes, talk to you half an hour. Whatever is fine with me. This is the show that is all about you and the barbecue. You know, we were talking about all the rigs and all the stuff set up, all this nice cooking rigs and smokers. And, you know, we had a super great guy right next to us. Jeremy Moyer's competition barbecue team. Jeremy is a super great guy. I was glad to be next to him. He had one fine rig. He had a nice jumbo pit. I mean, good looking. First class act. Very, very good guy. I really like Jeremy, and congratulations to him. He did come in and bring home an eighth place on, I'm wanting to say ribs, but I'm not sure. Let me double check that. We had the opportunity. We'll bring this up in a minute. Let's say eighth place, Moore's Competition Barbecue. Yes, sir. He had an eighth place ribs, and you know that's a big deal. Spices Right come in with a 12th place rib. That's Paul. A good job to Paul. Smelly Bunch Barbecue, Tim Seals, had a 15th place. That's dynamite, you know. That's dynamite on the ribs. They got the ribs down. But Smoking and Turning had a 6th place call. Dwayne Byard, congrats to you, Dwayne. Didn't get to tell you, but, man, that's an awesome job on your ribs. You know, we've competed against Dwayne several times, and he's a super great guy. And then... Southern Cronk had to give it to them boys, you know, come in second place on ribs. They did second place ribs. They did sixth place brisket, I believe. You know, they were hitting. They were having a big time. They had them neon lights going, and they were rocking and rolling, let me tell you. It was a big time. Had a good time. If you ever get to go to one, you need to go, guys, because once you experience the first time, I guarantee you'll want to go back and do one. You'll be ready to go the next week. but it does take me a couple of days to get recouped. How about you? Keith, what about you? How long are you feeling any better yet?
Oh, yeah, I got rested up after today.
I'm telling you, you go play hard like we do, it takes a little out of you, especially young men like we are, you know, in our 20s.
Yesterday was rough. Today wasn't too bad.
I hear you. I started breaking that trailer down yesterday and getting it all straightened out. And we've just got to, you know, that's the key. You know, I've always said cook smarter, not harder. And that's the key. You just got to keep your stuff set up, organized, and know where to get. And don't pack so hard, because we pack pretty rough. You know, we pack hard. And we just got to get that figured out where we don't have to work as hard and just cook a little smarter.
Slimline everything.
No, it's crazy. It is. That's just something we need to do. We did have the pleasure of getting out and broadcasting live there in Tupelo at the Barbecue Duel Friday night. We were going to start at 6 o'clock and roll it from 6 to 8 and do live cook site interviews with several different cooks. Well, our turn-ins Friday night on our salsa and our chicken wings hit at 6:30 and 7 o'clock. So that killed the first hour of Friday night lights live, because we just had to get that done. And without us doing it, it just had to be done. So we fired up the computers, got the studio board up, rocked it out from about 7 to a little after 8, and had one hell of a show. Let me tell you guys, one thing I want y'all to do, if you don't do anything else tonight, go listen to Friday Night Lights Live in Tupelo in the archives on blogtalkradio.com, Barbecue Superstars. It was one great show. We had Keith, we had talent. We had some major cooks on the show that night. I mean, some big boys in the barbecue world took time out. I mean, they were all gracious. They took time out and did a quick interview, give a shout out to some of their friends. We just had a great show. I mean, we had Monty of Ash Kickers come on right across the site from ours. Then we went from there to Jeremy Moyers. He got on, and let me tell you, Jeremy, he rocked it out. He got on. He is a media monster now. He is ready to do some interviews. Jeremy, I hope you're out there listening. It's time to call in, brother, 347-202-0263. He is going to be a regular caller. He is going to be a regular pitmaster on the show, because he really enjoyed it, and I'm glad he got on there and had a good time. We did an interview with him. Goob was backing us up. Keith was over there on the third line. We were trying to get it going. We just had so much echo, so much feedback. But if you go listen to it in the archives, you won't hear any of that. It was pretty clean interviews, pretty clean show tonight. I was really thinking it was going to be pretty loud, pretty live, a lot of background, but it was pretty good. So we interviewed Jeremy. We went down and interviewed Fraz on Choking in the Smoke. Did a little interview with Fraz. Went on down, and Chris Lilly, Big Bob Gibson's, was out there. Went over and introduced myself to Chris. T was gracious enough to get on. Did a nice little interview with Chris Lilly, Big Bob Gibson's. We went on over and did, I don't even, I can't remember, but I just don't, you know, I'm terrible with names. Keith, do you know who that was, that real nice gentleman?
Yeah, I was thinking that while you were talking about Lily, and I just can't remember his name right offhand.
I mean, just a dynamite guy. Had an awesome rig, big travel trailer. We'll hopefully Goob will call in shortly, and we'll get him on the line, I just can't remember him. I just can't remember him, but he was gracious enough to get on the line with us. Just very nice gentleman. Then we went on over and we interviewed QL, Mike with QL, which is an awesome cook. He just wins all the time. You always hear QL getting called. He took a few minutes out, and we talked to him a few minutes, and then we went on over and got Southern Crunk Boys, you know, Andy Allen, Randy Hill. They just love getting on there, so that we got them boys on and talked to them a little while. I'm telling you, it was fast and it was crazy and it was loud that night. And then Tim Seals, Smelly Bus Barbecue out of Missouri, we got Tim on. Tim's a dynamite cook. Interviewed him. He said a few words. Then we went on over and interviewed Malcolm Reed of Killer Hogs. Malcolm's a dynamite guy. I really like Malcolm. He actually won grand champion last year at the duel. He also has howtobarbecueright.com, great site. Get on his newsletter. Always puts out all kind of information of just very interesting information. Tell any kind of how-to stuff. He is dynamite all the way around. Malcolm Reed, Killer Hogs. We did have some Memphis boys there. A team that competes Memphis in May every year. The Memphis chapter, Shane Greer, Two Sauce to Pork. We got Shane on the horn and talked to him a few minutes. And they were smoking it out over there. They did real good this past weekend. Had a good time with them. Looking forward to hanging out with them some at Memphis in May this year. Who else, Keith? We also got Warren County Pork Choppers on the line with us for a few minutes. And got to talk with them. Man, I'm telling you, it was just a dynamite, jam-packed show. I mean, it was... We had talent, and all these guys that we interviewed, just pretty much about most of them got calls the next day, you know?
Yeah, most of them did get something.
But they were super great bunch of guys. We just had a great big show that night. So go to archives, check it out, listen to it, because it was a good show, very interesting. Had a big time doing it. I was honored to get to be able to do it. Just go check it out. I'm just trying to think if there was anybody else we talked to. We were right there with a lot of bull, Mike and Debbie Davis. They were so busy, they just didn't have time to pick their hands up. I mean, I'm telling you, it was just wild that night. And jam-packed, just full. But I really appreciate everybody that got on the line with us and took a few minutes out and participate in the show. It was a dynamite show. We just had a big time. We just have a good time right here on the Let's Talk Smoke show. We always like to let the smoke roll and just get it out there and see what's going on. We like to promote barbecue, talk about barbecue, promote our cooks. We want our teams out there doing well. We want everybody doing well in the barbecue circuit. It's just what it's about. You know, I firmly believe in it. If you ever meet me, I think you'll know what I'm talking about. I love barbecue. I love everything about it. And getting to do this show is an honor for me. I appreciate everybody that listens to it. We have had literally thousands and thousands upon thousands upon thousands of listeners since January. It just keeps getting bigger. I mean, we just keep hitting and hitting and hitting. And I want everybody to call in. Guys, I want y'all to call in. I want you to listen. I want you to share it on Facebook for me. Spread the word. If you've got a product out there you want to talk about, we'd love to hear about it. If you're a sponsor looking to sponsor a team in a certain region, certain products, you know, we will find you a target market and get you out there. I want to get a cook, some type of cooker sponsor. I want to get a cooker sponsor out there. I'm looking for a good cooker. If you've got a new cooker out, you want to get it out on the circuit, I'm willing to put one in my trailer, put it out there, use it, give it a workout, and represent it. That's just what it's all about, you know, promoting the world of barbecue, promoting product, spreading the word, because when you're in the barbecue circuit, you want to support other barbecue people, and I like to support them, and hopefully they feel that way about me and want to support me. I really think they do, especially on the show. All my great sponsors, Blues Hog, Barbecue Sauce, Grill Great. Go to grillgreat.com, check them out. Tell them Chris sent you. That's a fine product. Meatrake.com, Meatrake. Man, you're talking about pulling a butt apart, it will rip one apart quick. Maverick Industries got such dynamite products, barbecue accessories. Go to Maverick.com, MaverickIndustries.com. Check it out. I guarantee if you try one, use one, you won't be sorry. Just like that, all these sponsors, great people to deal with. You know, they give you a chance, you want to help them back. That's just how the whole barbecue industry is, and that's just what it's all about. BarbecueSuperstars.com, go check that website out. It is full. Check out Barbecue Superstars live feed television. That's the newest thing. That is going to be the future in barbecue right there. We're working on doing some live remotes, live coverage. We're going to do a reality. You know, we just want it real time. We want you there. It's just what it is. Go check BarbecueSuperstars.com out. We've got a couple more callers in queue. Let's see if we can get these callers in and see what's going on. I'm just rattling on and talking, but I love to talk. Hey, I'm not running for governor, but I'm having a good time tonight. We've got a caller, 676. You're live with us on there. Who we got?
What's going on, man?
I'm under
radar, man. You didn't know I was coming in, did you?
That's right. No, you're in disguise.
Yeah.
Coming in secret. How you doing tonight?
Man, doing awesome. It's been an awesome, beautiful day here in the state of Tennessee. I really didn't realize that I had some paperwork to do this morning. Got up, you know, had some people I needed to talk to, and I went outside about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and it was awesome. I mean, I just couldn't believe what a beautiful day it was.
It has been some beautiful weather. I mean, what weather we had this past weekend, you couldn't ask for any better weather to cook in, could you?
That's right, I'm telling you. It was awesome. The guy, they put on a great show. The weather was great. Hey, I come home with sunburn. I mean, my arms got red, you know, and my legs got red. It was awesome. That's 2 years in a row we've been down. They've hit it lucky. The good Lord is shining on Tupelo, Mississippi. That's right.
I'm telling you, you're right. You said it right. The grilling gods were right there with us because we did have a good time, didn't we?
Yeah, and we did, and I was listening to the show. I got to run a little late, and I had some things I had to kind of get going this evening and stuff. I was actually working on a baked bean recipe, and even that I read today, I thought I'm going to try that for dinner. My good little catering Rick's job got to come up this weekend, so I'm going to try to, you know, just like everything, try to put the best product I can out there for them, you know, and hope that they go tell everybody how good it is. But I was kind
That's
of
right.
with that. And I, you know, and so I was running a little late, and Miss Lisa run off. My phone was about dead, so I just grabbed her phone. So.
Hey, well, let me ask you. You can tell us because I just can't remember.
Jackie,
good.
Smoke on this, Jackie. I heard you a while ago. I was saying, Jackie. Yeah, they're from up around Sevierville, up in that area. and they're an awesome team. They're about a third or fourth year team, but I mean he's already won a couple of Kentucky State champions and stuff, and Jackie's done went and got into the retirement fund and is spending her money.
Well, man, I'm telling you, he was rolling like the king of the king. I'm telling you, he was taking care of business.
You know, like I said, and I've known Jackie. There was just a couple that I met 3 or 4 years ago when we were first getting involved in the barbecue industry and stuff, and I met him in Knoxville, Tennessee, and he said that was his second cook when we met him then. And then it just so happens 3 or 4 or 5 months later, I run into him at the Jack, and you know what I mean? And they were down there just kind of looking and meeting people and shaking hands just like us, over the years, I keep running into them and stuff, and they come over here, they drive all the way over to West Tennessee and cook, and we're just super nice people. And when I walked up there the other day, I thought, Lord, somebody, this barbecue is, the bug has done bit him bad, you know.
I'm telling you, you know, he just didn't go out
back there. I couldn't imagine that bus probably cost $100,000. And
that rig
was pulling behind it with all those cookers and stuff on the back of it, all decked out and all of it to match and stuff, with another $35,000. I'm thinking, Lord Almighty.
It was nice. It sure was. It was a really nice rig. He was a super nice guy, too. You know, it was just an honor to be there cooking. We met so many friends. I met so many guys that I talked to on Facebook. Hell, everybody feels like a celebrity when you go somewhere like that. I mean, you get to talk to people and meet and greet.
Well, it's a neat thing when you just kind of walk up and kind of just poke somebody in the back and say, hey, and you say about 3 words and they know who you are.
I've
never laid eyes. I didn't go to school with those guys. I've never laid eyes on them. They're from all over the country. You know, down in Tupelo, there were 17 states represented under 17 states represented. But, you know, when you talk to them and stuff, you become friends and barbecue brothers on the radio and, you know, and on Facebook and all the different activities, barbecue superstars, and it's awesome to be able to go in. Like I said, I guess maybe I've got a distinct voice or a slang or something. I could say about 3 words and they knew exactly who I was. Imagine that.
I can't imagine. Well, can you imagine them not knowing who Goob is?
No, that'd be a big surprise, wouldn't it?
That's all right, brother. That's the way to roll. That's the way we roll around here. We just regular people having a great time and enjoying what we do and just trying to promote barbecue. We do. We work it hard. We really do. You know, sometimes we get bent out of shape a little bit, but hell, the next day we're over and we're rolling on some more.
That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Hey, I've been married 22 years to the same woman. She's a great woman. She's beautiful. She treats me like a king. We get bent out of shape at each other, you know.
You better be glad she ain't whipping that tail a little more.
If you're going to be involved and you're going to be passionate about something, you're going to be involved in doing things and stuff, every once in a while things are going to turn a little different. They don't mean nothing.
I know. Well, give us a minute. Let's see. We've got another caller in queue. Let's get them here on the show. That's what this show's about. We love to talk barbecue. We love everybody to call in that wants to call in. The number tonight is 347-202-0263. That is the number to call every night of the week right here on Barbecue Superstars Network Internet Radio. This is national. This is international. I'm getting calls from guys from London, from Canada, all over the country. They call in. They want to talk barbecue. We want you to talk barbecue. That's what this show is all about. You know, we're real people right here, and we love to let the smoke roll, baby. And we want to talk barbecue. So let's get this one in here and see who we've got. We've got a caller on 573. Let's see if they'll queue in here and see who's with us tonight. I just don't recognize that number, but I'm still trying to recoup from this weekend. I'm telling you. 573, you're live on the air with us. Who we got?
Hey, Tim with Smelly Butts Barbecue out of Sykes, Missouri.
Welcome to the show tonight, Mr. Tim. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great. Just wanted to call in and say hey and give a shout out and and listen in. I listened to the Friday Night Lights show, I think, yesterday, and great job.
It was Fast and Furious, wasn't it?
It was great. It was
you could tell these fat boys were out of breath. We were walking around, I was talking fast and walking and stuff, and I thought, I can't do both of these at the same time. I'm gonna pass out here in a minute.
I'm telling you, this old fat boy, my fat rolls were hurting. I'm telling you, we were hitting hard and fast and living large, boy. I tell you, we were trying to cover all as much ground as we could. We sure glad to get you on there too. Yes, it was just a good show, and I was really surprised that it would sound as good as it did. I didn't, you know, it was hard to hear that night.
Right.
It seemed like
it
we had so much feedback.
That's right, but actually the show wasn't that bad.
No, y'all did a great job, and like I say, I just listened to it last night, and a lot of people, even at the contest, you know, would love to tune in and listen to it. That's spreading the word and the love of barbecue, and that's just awesome. I know it was a lot of work for you guys, but great job.
Well, thank you, Tim. You know, congratulations on that big call for you, too. You know, man, that was a big contest. I know I had fun. I know we all had fun. My only regret to that contest, like I said a little earlier in the show, and I really mean this, is my only regret about the whole competition is I didn't get to go Thursday night and I didn't get to stay Saturday night. You know, I was wore out, but, boy, I sure would like to stay and just had a good rest of the time and got to visit because we didn't get to visit much, you know. I'm a big visitor. I want to talk and visit with everybody, and then we just didn't have time to do it.
You probably didn't get over 4 or 5 votes down there for governor from Mississippi.
I'm telling you.
That ain't right.
But yeah, it's just, you know, I just missed out on that. I missed that. You know, that's something I really enjoy, and I'm telling you, I just enjoy getting to talk, just like you're calling in. I'm just thankful. I'm happy that you're calling in with us tonight, Tim, and we've got Keith Webb, a Pirate Pork, on the line with us, and we've got Keith Bronner, James Bronner. It's James Bronner on Facebook, everybody, but it's Goob to me. So we've got Goob on the line tonight with us, too, you know, and I mean.
Tim, I got a question. Where was the daughter at? I turn on my Facebook page, and there's your daughter rubbing elbows with Taylor Swift last night. What's the deal?
I'm telling you.
Who are you? Are you the governor?
My daughter is a go-getter now. You know, there were 4,000 screaming, hollering fans, I guess, at that concert last night, and only 20 of them got selected to go backstage. And my daughter says she's the number one Taylor Swift fan, and she happened to spot Taylor Swift's mom. That's how big a fan she is. She knows exactly what Taylor Swift's mom looks like, and went up to her did just enough to, a few minutes later, they brought her wristbands and invite her backstage.
Well, that was awesome, man.
Yeah.
She'll never forget that. That's kind of the way I feel sometimes when I'm in your presence, man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He didn't get that, did he, guys?
Always talking, you know. It was, you know, that was really cool, and I'm proud for your daughter to get to do that. You know, I was telling Presley about it, my girl, a while ago, and I said, Presley, did you even get to meet her during a rib shootout there in McKenzie? And you know, Presley would love to hang. You know, Presley, just she was at every cook side. She loves to go and right. run and cut up with the guys And she just told me from downstairs that she didn't want to disturb y'all because you were zipped up in your tent.
no problem. I just like to keep the wind out. Anybody's welcome. Come and holler. And if it's completely zipped up, I'm probably not even in it. But we was cooking out of an easy up, and it was a little windy. But whenever we left, we completely zipped it up. But anybody's welcome to come visit us at any time. Just say, hey, holler, you know. Unzip it and come on in. We don't care.
that's the way I am too. Just beat on the door or come up, and you're part of us. But she has a big time. Looks like your daughter has a big time when she goes too.
Yeah, she loves the barbecue contest, and she was there with us, and had a great time. You noticed that she did walk up on stage with me, didn't you?
Yeah,
I did. And that was awesome.
You know,
that's
her
favorite part.
Yeah, I know it. And if we get a call, my daughter's up heading that way before I am. I mean, she's ready to go get it.
Presley, go for the trophy or the check?
She goes for the check and the trophy.
Mine's considerate. She just goes for the trophy. I try to beat her anyway, just in case.
Oh, Presley just told me that's not cool, Dad. But see, that's just like barbecue. You know, when we get out there, we cook it, and our family's with us a lot of times, and they love to hang out. And, you know, it's really, and, you know, I've said this time and time again, and some people might say, bull. But it's really, when we get there, we're all on the same page. It's really like a big old family. You know, there's not, you just don't see many hostile things going on or any.
It wore me out. The weekend wore me out, and I was ready to come home. But when I got home Sunday, I was ready to go back. And just like we talked earlier this week, hey, I don't even remember. You know what I mean? It happened so fast. You just, when you get there, like I said, I'm with you, Chris. I want to start going down on Thursdays and staying on Saturday night and getting to know people on a more personal basis, stuff, and other than just a, you know, competitor and everything. And, like I said, I rolled in, set my stuff up, set some tents up. We went to work. You know, and then midnight, I sat around at midnight for an hour or two and didn't do nothing. But you know what I mean? I didn't get to go out and do, and then we were loading everything up coming home. And, I wished I could spend more time and take more time, you know, those competitions when everybody's there and that quality of cook there. It's a great time to get to know some of these guys.
Well, see,
I had the barbecue withdrawals too. You get home, and I couldn't stay Saturday night. I came home, and all day Sunday, I'm like, shouldn't I be at a contest?
Right. I left down there. By the time we got home, and I went this weekend and bought me a camper, or this week, bought me a camper. I could start staying overnight and stuff like that. We can pull it behind our cooking rig. Just got to pop up something that's got a bed, got a shower, got a commode, you know, hot water here, but we can stay an extra night and stuff. But I go home, I was dog tired, man. When I rolled back in here in Paris, Tennessee, I was just wore out. But the next day, I woke up, and the first thing, they were doing a series of pit masters. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
At 10 o'clock, I was up, clean up the rig, and go cook. I was kind of like, how many days is it going to be to the next comp, you know? That is exciting. Tim, are you coming to Benton?
I may come visit Benton. I didn't register for it because I chose Tupelo instead. And I tried to get in on the judging, but it's pretty well covered. But I'm going to be, because they need an extra judge, I'll be available. And otherwise, my wife and I and daughter will probably come over and visit. So are y'all cooking there?
Yeah, I'm going to cook at Benton. I'm going to cook with a friend over there. We're going to come up. I'm not even bringing my rig. We're going to just cook off his rig and stuff and help him out. And then the season kind of farm was so quick here that I've got to have some work done on my rig. I need some, we're getting into doing a lot more catering and different things, and people are calling all the time, can you do this for the church, can you do this, and everything. So I'm going to go in and add some shelves in my rig and stuff. We can, you know, we can double up, triple up. My cooker's a pretty good sized cooker, but I'm only cooking with one level. So we're going to put shelves in it and stuff this weekend. And actually, on my schedule, these next 2 weeks, I've got a catering job Friday, and then we go to Benton. I'm going to leave my cooker at home and use his stuff, and then the next week we'll be in Kenton, Missouri, and that's the only 2 weeks that I've got. I'm talking about to the 4th of July. It's on like a chicken bone. I almost dread it. You know, I mean, I don't dread it because, you know what I'm saying, like I got home after a 24, 36-hour marathon, and the next day I was wanting to get up and go do it again. So I've just got to kind of get some stuff together, and
you know, get my things to take care of what we need to do. I mean, you know, hey, we go cook the conference stuff, but we got to make a little money on it. You know, just can't take it out of the family pool all the time and go, hey, we got to make a little money here at home, do a little advertisement, treat our sponsors right, take care of them. So, and that's all part of it. You know, they take care of me, and that's how I get to go play. And so if they need me to come cook them some barbecue, hey, I'm there.
Well, Tim, what's your next show? Where are you going?
Kent, Missouri. I'm paid up and in for Kent, Missouri. It's a great contest. They have like a fair going on, lots of activities there. They're probably, I'm not certain, but there'll probably be a cook Friday night, a cook for the cooks or a social thing.
I think they're going to do that. I've read that. We kind of checked. Of course, I'm in too. I've already, my dues are. I'm already paid up and stuff, and I'm in the top 50 where I got electric water, so I'm excited to get there. And I didn't notice that. It's kind of like down in Tupelo where we do the Cook's Choice things and stuff like that. They're going to have an event, you know, add a dish and stuff, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's about an hour from here. It's a great cook. More than likely, you're going to be on grass. So that's a little heads up in case the weather looks like rain.
Right.
But really? They it's well organized and guaranteed a good cook, good contest to attend.
That's going to be awesome. First time in what I'm trying to do, and no offense to any of the listeners or the guys on the, I'm trying to go and meet new people, different people and stuff. I plan on being in this old barbecue business for a long time. I'm going to have my nose stuck in it to it, so I need to go. You know, I need to go meet and meet and greet and stuff and try to go in different directions instead of just doing it over and over and over. I'm going to try. I've got three or four events picked up this year that we're going to go do that I've never done before. Do a little bit more traveling and stuff. I'm going to go up. Have you ever done that cook in Owensboro, Kentucky in September?
I did a cook there.
One reason we want to go is grilling it. The cook is grilling and chilling. It's spelled the same way our cook team is. And I'm so my wife found that, and I said, we need to go. And I said, yeah, hey, we'll just go ahead and get them in, mail that money out, and we'll be there.
I think I was there 3 or 4 years ago. I remember doing a contest in Owensboro, and it was at a park. Had a great contest. I expected nobody to be there. I was hoping to sneak in under the radar and get a quick win. Well, then the others decided they were.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We know how to do that, Tim. Yeah, we know how that's sneaking in.
Yeah, well, he don't have to sneak in, brother. He can walk in, park down around $1 million lane and take them all head to head. He ain't sneaking. They know him.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
Right.
They know Mr. Tim Steele.
Yeah, Tim's got it going on.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Tim. I'm just glad you come down and got in with us, and we just had a big time, and that's what it's all about. And
we'll all grow together. I know you're planning on being around for years and years too. So it's kind of neat, you know. You got freshmen, sophomores, junior, senior cooks and stuff like that. But we'll all grow together, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't see anything in the business right now that's put one sign up that says, hey, this is fixing to be a fleeting thing. If the next 2 years from now, they won't even be talking about it. No, it ain't going to be like that. Two years from now, there'll be 10 more shows and 100 more comps. And,
yeah.
And the backyard comps, which I call a backyard comp, is not necessarily what they used to be backyard. Now it's not a trophy dash or anything. I mean, backyard comps are paying $4,000 and $5,000, and they're getting people that won't come in, promote and do and stuff. And, you know, like I said, for years we're going to be around doing this. So, I mean, just love to get to know each other, make friends and make brothers, because you're in it for the run. You know, I can't pull out now. I done set my head out there, set my neck out there, and duck chop it up. I can't pull out now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Barbecue is here to stay, and it's still going to grow in leaps and bounds.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about it. Of course, if y'all, anybody out there listening to me, if you can't tell when I'm talking about the barbecue and stuff, you know, I'm not near as excited about paying the electric bill. I'm about near as excited about going to work tomorrow. But I am excited about barbecue. So, I mean, you can hear my voice.
I can feel that excitement all the way through this. through this studio cord, through this phone now. I'm telling you, I can feel it. I can be
sitting there and not even listen to you, and I can hear something about barbecue or smoke or firewood or something, man. You know, that was old dog or something in my ears would perk right up. Boy, I'd be looking at it. So what you got?
Well, I tell you what, the thing about it is a lot of people don't realize it because they've never been in it. That's with anything. You can't comment on something that you don't know anything about.
Right,
and
that's right.
The thing about it is we go and we cook just like we go to Tupelo, you know, and y'all look at it and y'all and see just like I do the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars some of these guys have in these rigs.
God,
some of these travel trailers or some of these huge campers. You know, some awesome, nice setups. I mean, it's just unreal. You know, I'm proud for them. I would love to have something like that one day myself. But when I'm going and I'm cooking, and I'm telling you, I'm in the real world, brother. I'm counting how many that I've got to buy this, and I'm counting how many I have to buy this, and I'm counting what it's going to counting on what it's going to take to get there and get home. You know, we spend what we can. We each have our own budget to work with. And some budgets are bigger than others. And, you know, God bless them.
Anybody can win. Anybody can win. That's why I got into it, too. It doesn't matter, your status. Doesn't matter your physical ability. Anybody can win. It's an art form and a sport.
That's right. You're exactly right. And that's what I was going to say. But we go and we spend what we can spend to go. And we stay up all night or almost all night. And we're cooking our hearts out. And people can't understand why we're spending hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars, some people, to go win $50 or $100. Well, it's not about the money. It would be nice to be able to make a living doing it. I would love to be able to make a living doing it. But it's about the sport. It's about the passion of cooking. You know, we all love to cook. We all love to kick out a fine product. And
right.
It's about bettering what we do. So when we go, and we are always trying to better ourselves and do better than we did the last time. Just like Tupelo, you've got 100 big teams. Well, I'm saying 100. You've got 100 big teams. Every one of them's a big team because they're there. They might not have their focus on the same thing you're focused on, but they're there. They're in it to win it too. But you know that's the odds are pretty rough when you're cooking up against quote you know Johnny Trigg or quote Chris Lilly. Southern Cronk, them boys are some fine cooks. There's a bunch of teams there that I don't even know their name that are fine cooks. Tim Seals is a fine cook. I mean, he, you know, they've all got hardware to prove that they're fine cooks. You know, and you're going there and you're trying to do your best to just get in there with them. That's what I try to do. And I just enjoy going and doing, and you know, and like I'm wanting to toot my own horn again on that 18th place chicken. I'm proud of that, boy.
I'm proud for you on that chicken. I don't know what you done, but that was awesome because we cooked together all the time. And that chicken score was a winner chicken dinner.
I'm telling you, I was proud of that, and I was proud of my brisket. I mean, you know, I just went to Sam's and bought a brisket and just got in it and just did it, you know, and that 25 place brisket, and I was proud of that. But we had a big time doing that. And I'm just excited to go do another one. I don't know where, quote, Team Hog County Cook or what the next event's going to be for us. But I'm already thinking about it and looking at it and just trying to decide what we can do and where we can go. But that's where sponsors come in, and that's where that helps a whole lot. And, you know, you have sponsors that like to sponsor product are different things, and a sponsor just necessarily isn't just a money sponsor. You know, there's different levels and different things they can sponsor, and all sponsors are always appreciated.
Absolutely.
You know, I have a
and
great
I would say this, you know, people don't think about it. They think it takes $1,000 because we do talk about some of the money and stuff like that. But if you've got somebody out there listening or something like that, and they know that they've got a comp coming up in their town, and they don't know how to be a part of it, they don't know how to cook, they don't want to go up there and embarrass themselves or whatever, but they would like to be involved, that's where they need to come online, get on Tennessee Barbecue Association's Facebook page, listen to this show, get a hold of somebody and say, I tell you what, I'd like to sponsor you for my hometown. And it's, you know, you're talking $300-$400, and then they can be that event sponsor for you, and then they can come out and they can eat some chicken wings with you or whatever, and they can be a part of it on a learning level. Then next year, maybe they'll feel like, or something like that, their company, the sawmill, the lumber shed, the bank may want to put their own team together and start competing with the local in the local area. But the idea of it is, anything's appreciated. $100, $200, that's appreciated. Give me a couple of shoulders, I'll cook them.
That's right. Well, see, the thing about it is, there's a lot of difference in areas and territories, you know, the areas you live in. I don't know about there in Missouri where Tim lives, but, you know, or, you know, here in McKenzie, Tennessee, there's different areas and there's different types of people that are willing to sponsor. You know, Paris, Tennessee, very aware, what we're talking about in Paris. You know, you've got people out there that love barbecue.
They're interested in it and stuff, and they're wanting to know. You know, there's a lot of people over there that's looking at the same way, and they've listened to me talk and preach on and stuff, and you and everything. They're looking at it like this is, you know, this ain't going to go away next year. You know, 2 or 3 years now, we do the world's largest fish fry over here in Paris and stuff, and they cook 5 ton of catfish. Well, that ain't enough. Now they're wanting to put a barbecue competition with it too. So I mean, in that week, there it's the largest week. The retailers in our town make more money that week than they do any other week out of the year. That's our biggest show for Paris, Tennessee. So they're just trying. I mean, now they're wanting to try to get more involved. And you know, it's a progressive society is what I'm trying to say. You know, they're thinking. And I'm not doing Democrats and I'm not doing Republicans. I'm just saying that they're a progressive society that they're interested in everybody winning, you know.
Right.
I love it here. I mean, I love it here, actually. We moved to Paris, Tennessee. It was awesome.
I grew up here in McKenzie, and it's a good place to live. It's safe. You don't have any kind of, quote, violence or anything. You know, small town USA, 3 red lights. But the city is behind a barbecue here. You know, we're putting
that's
on.
Right. I mean, they're doing awesome things down there.
Barbecue on Broadway is June 6th and 7th here in McKenzie.
Looking forward to it. Tim, you need to try to make that in June 9th conflict. Now, what did we have last year? 22 teams? 23 teams?
I think we had about 20 teams. Last year, and I think we don't have any other kind of cooks close by. I know there's one in Bardstown, Kentucky, that I personally would love to go to, but I just, you know, can't do that one and this one, too, so I've got to do my hometown.
Right. I think there's going to be one here in Paris. They cleared their schedule and stuff to allow. That's the way you do it. That's the way Barbecue Brothers are. Stuff cleared the schedule. We can get it another weekend. Y'all already got this on the books. Let's get it where we can all do it.
Yeah, so, you know, that was a good thing. You know, they cleared that schedule out, and then that's going to get us more cooks to go to Paris, too, you know.
Right, you got to share.
But we're working on it. It's going to be right downtown McKenzie. Last year, the electric wasn't what it needed to be, but this year they're going to have the electric up to snuff, and we're going to have water outlets and...
Yeah, Tim, think about this. It'll basically be the same guys plus maybe another 10 or 15 teams that you cook against in the rip shoot. I guess you can come get some more money and another trophy. There's incentive for you to come.
There you go. Sounds like a winner to me. Count me in.
Yeah, hey, well, you better bring your own thermometer this time because I'm not giving you mine.
I said that with a chuckle in my voice. I thought, all right, Tim Phil's coming in. It's time to take a few chances. You got to put it on the line.
We got to kick ours up another level. Got to kick it up a notch now. That's a fact.
I remember.
Tim, do y'all have a lot of
Do y'all have a lot of cooks around there in the Saxton area and stuff like that, what I'm calling a backyard cook? And I don't mean just a trophy dash cook. I mean, you know, your county or your city or the fair, are they doing, do you have a lot of local cooks that's, you know, it's not out there on the, you know, it's not being on the KCDS circuit and stuff?
And that's a good question. There was a reason I got started in the barbecue was there was a KCBS sanctioned cook here in Saxton called the Redneck Barbecue. I needed a redneck name, hence the name Smelly Butts Barbecue. And that was a really great cook. 50-60 teams from all over the country came here. Some of the local guys got together and decided they couldn't beat us, and they formed their own cook. So the Redneck Barbecue ended a couple of years ago, but I'm looking forward to, hopefully it'll be back in a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, our, you know, like I said,
it was hosted at the Sykeston Rodeo Grounds. Basically, 50-amp electricity for 50 teams.
That's awesome.
And water right there, just like pulling into a, you know, RV site, but it's on grass.
Can the Tennessee Barbecue Association maybe tip y'all, even though it's not in Tennessee? That sounds like an awesome place. Something ought to be going on there. Cody, if you listen, you need to.
That's right. You know, we can pack up and move the family down to Missouri, just like the
in a year or two, hopefully it'll come back around, and I'll do what I can to get it started again. So,
well, you know what I'm saying. There's lots of times it's so hard, and you never know what's going to happen. It's so hard a lot of times to try to talk them this one because they're not set up. But see, if you get a facility like that, here in Paris, we've got Henry County Fair. Well, they've got it set up and stuff where we've got electric and stuff, and they're constantly working and growing and stuff. And they're McKenzie, the cook. Chris talked about, they went out and somebody got in their pocket and they made us a bucket phone and pulled 8 or 9 gauge wire all the way around the park there where we have electricity. You know, people step and do that. But when you're talking about somebody that's already in the venue, just sitting there like hollow ground, and it's all you got to do is throw the switch to turn it on, somebody ought to be playing on that field.
Yeah. But let's save this for a minute, guys. We've got another caller right here in queue. I've just refreshed my board, and we've got a caller on hold. Let's see if we can get them in and welcome them to the show. And I think we're ready to get them in here. Caller 806-292, you're live with us. Who we got tonight?
Hey, guys. How are y'all? This is Lance.
What's happening, Lance? West Texas Pitmasters. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys.
Have you been listening? And you hearing what we're talking about? We kind of got over. We're getting off tip a little bit and getting on. Like Tim said, they got a great venue up there to put a cook off on. They did it one time, then they quit. If anybody from Saxton, Missouri, listen, anybody's on the county seat or the board or city up there, now's not the time to get out. Now's the time to get in.
That's it. Right. That is exactly right. Now is the time to be in.
I've
been listening to y'all all night.
it's the same old with us. We're talking barbecue, talking a little smoke, talking comps. I mean, we'll try not to talk about your mama. You know, we're going to talk about smoke.
We sure had a big time this past weekend. You had a big run this weekend too, didn't you, Lance?
Yeah, I had a good weekend. I was kind of like you guys. I mean, y'all, it looked like y'all had a really good time though. A big show and all that. And I went up to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and jumped in the Sam's Club Challenge. And I kind of had one of those deals, too. Everybody kind of sandbagged that competition until last week. And then we had Parrot Head Cookers, IAB30 jump in. About four or five of the top 50 teams in the Kansas City right now. And it was quite a deal, but we had some luck. So
good.
I guess we're going to I need a few drivers to go to Las Vegas, Nevada, actually.
Baby, gonna go Viva Las Vegas on us, ain't you?
Yeah, we are. Right. It was a funny deal. You know, chicken and ribs is usually kind of my strong suit. And they started calling them out. And we weren't in the top 10 chicken. We weren't in the top 10 ribs. And so it's going downhill real quick today, guys. And we got into pork. They called us out in sixth place in pork. And I was like, really? I cannot believe that. Because, you know, I've only done two Kansas City cooks in my life. And so, you know, we don't do a lot of pork.
Right.
Okay. Then we got into brisket, and we got a fifth in brisket, and so, you know, but, you know, like I said, you don't know where the other two are at, so, you know, I feared our day was over with, and they only take the top 16 to go to next to the regional,
right.
And they called the 16, they called the 5-team, called the 4-team, called the 3-team, and I was like, well, we're done. And they got to the reserve champion, and Troy Black made a statement. He said, well, you know, if there's a team in here today that is already qualified for another regional event, he can't qualify today. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking back at all the teams, and I'm thinking, man, well, you know, this is not hitting. So he said, we have that actually happen today. So the number 7 team is in, and then they announced our name, and I about fell over. And I thought, what in the world is happening?
Well, I'm proud of you. I'm proud for you. I'm proud of you, man. I tell you, hey, is I got any money left in my budget? When's that going to be?
Well, you know, that's the funny thing about this, Dilla. I got to be in Las Vegas, Nevada by April the 19th. It's going to be a fast turnaround.
Man.
So I wasn't really expecting that. You know, we had good product that day, and... But, you know, like I said, when all the heavy teams started coming in, I thought, you know,
right.
I was kind of lining them all up. And I thought, well, you know, we may not do that well. But, you know, we had another big cook coming on this weekend, another Kansas
right.
City cook down in Midland. And it's a world championship
right.
qualifier this weekend. And I thought, well, it'd
right.
be good, you know, at least a good practice for that. But and then I didn't know, too, because we were the first – This is the first contest in that region over there, so they've got four more. I think that's right. I think there's four more contests for the regional to go on, and I got an email yesterday evening telling me I needed to have my money in today by 5:00, or I was going to lose my spot. And I thought, well, son of a gun, so you know.
Yeah.
That's $500 I had to spend this week that I hadn't really planned on spending.
That's right. There we go. The electric payment. That's what I tell people on here. They don't understand. You've got your bass boat after board, you shine on, you always kept the garage in the garage. You're thinking, oh, once you go cooking about twice, and that bastard's got a 4 shells on them. You know, that's
yeah,
the way
that's
it
right.
is.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, we're loading up right now. Don't forget everything loaded tomorrow night. So we're going to leave out Friday night to go to another cook. They've already got 60 teams in that. Matter of fact,
how far is it from y'all? Are you going to pull your cooker?
To Vegas?
Yeah.
Or to Middle? Yeah.
No,
it's,
to Vegas.
It's 900 miles one way from me.
Oh, God.
Brother.
That's going to be a hell of a haul.
Ooh, so, you should... You can come down here a lot cheaper than that.
Well, I know.
He's playing with the big boys now. Somebody done called him and said, hey, you can come up here and play with us famous people now.
He's a
one-track mind man now.
It's funny you say that. You know, they only last 30 teams in that regional contest. Of course, it's all invitational. And this weekend, Big Papa Smokers is competing in Tucson, so I figure he's a shoe-in. And then this IAB. See, they started something different this year. Since some of the contests didn't fill up to the 30 people,
right.
they opened it up to an open registration, and so you could register for more than one event in the local contest. And so that's what happened was, is that, like, IAB, which I think they're fourth or fifth in the United States right now in the points, they're cooking in Tucson this weekend, but, you know, they're close enough to Albuquerque. Like, well, let's go up there and, you know, cook there this weekend. Well, you know, they qualified in Albuquerque. So, you know, they can go to Tucson and cook this weekend, and it really don't, you know, they can win money and trophies and stuff, but they're already in.
Huh.
And the one that got me was, where it threw my whole game off was that Parrothead,
right.
And they come in, and, of course, they finished first in Albuquerque. Well, they were the ones that had qualified in Alabama, and I didn't realize he'd already been in Alabama. Wasn't even looking over there to see that he'd cooked over there.
Right.
And so the one good thing about that was that he can't cook in Las Vegas. He has to go back east where you guys are at and cook in the regional over there. He couldn't qualify on our
game.
Yeah,
because he qualified down in Alabama, that's right.
Yeah.
He's gotta come back and cook it. He's gotta cook in his region.
Yep, that's it. And so he
and
was
then
able
the
to
region
win
the bring yeah. come together.
Yeah. But it didn't mean that he got to come in with us on the other deal. So I mean, in a way, you know, that kinda helped too. But you've got that, and then Thornton, Colorado, 2 weeks. Johnny Trigg's cooking up there, so I figure there's another one. And
he got a 180. Trigg got a 180 on brisket
yeah.
this past weekend.
Yeah.
And,
180, second place 180 brisket. Now, how many times is that going to happen? You know, I'm
yeah.
cooking with some good cooks. Christian Friday is 25th. I had a 28th place. When you're cooking at a 7, they got first and second place is 180s.
Yeah,
I'm excited, man. That's
oh, yeah.
That was some
good stuff. You know, and, you know, that's kind of like with me with pork, you know, like I said, with like IAB, I mean, you know, they're a stout team, and they beat us in pork by 2/1000ths of a point. And I was like,
right.
I'll be damned. We might have a chance in some of this.
That's awesome.
And,
I mean,
you know,
Chris, if you can think of anybody, if we can get these Lance any help, I wouldn't go out. I can't go out online and speak for anybody, but we can get him some money. Get him. He's on here with us every weekend and stuff. TBA and everything else. If we can get him any money to get him on out there, help him a little bit, buy some fuel. Anybody listening, got any ideas? You need to let us know so we can get it to Lance.
See, that's what I'm talking about, guys. This is dedication. This is what barbecuing is, you know.
Right. I may never have the chance to get what he's getting, but if we can help him get out there, buy him some fuel or get his wife a motel room stay or something like that, all little things count. So if we can
yeah.
help this and stuff, you can help out.
Yeah.
You know, get a hold of us and let's see if we can get help Lance out a little bit.
That's right.
No, that's yeah. I hadn't planned on quite going that far, but. You know, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that, you know, I might not ever do that again.
Well, see, dude,
no, you got to go. There's no doubt about it. It's like somebody calling and saying, hey, I want you to go to China with me. And, you know, but China, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need to go one time because you need to see what they've done.
That's it. Here's the deal.
2,000 years ago.
Lance is going to drive 900 miles to go to Las Vegas. He's going to have to come to Tennessee. That's a lot closer.
Well, okay. Now, I'll put this out here is that, you know, if we advance in Vegas, which they're taking the top 10 teams, there's only 30 teams in it. They're taking 10 of them.
Those
10 go to the national championship in Arkansas in Bentonville. I'll be able to pretty close to y'all. Y'all have to come down and be part of the team.
Yeah, that's right. We'll have to come down there and see.
You get Bentonville. If you get to Bentonville, Grilling and Chilling will be there to help you and support you.
Hell yeah.
There you go. And I'll need it
I'll
when,
be
we
there
get, when we get to that level.
Okay, you get to Bentonville, and hey, I've got all the confidence I can. You get there, you'll get all the support you need.
If you get there, we'll make it there. That's how we'll say that. If you get there, we'll get there.
Well,
that's for sure.
You know, it's one of those things. You know, all you need is that one good day. I mean,
that's
the way it is.
Right.
And, you know, I said we had a good day that day. And you know, I just, you know, I was for it. Matter of fact, I was speechless. You know, when they called my name, I thought, well, how the hell did that happen?
Well, the next issue, Chris, you know what our next issue is who's going to build our website because Mr. Barbecue is on the road.
he's fine limousine riding. Hell, he
can't get that in that road. That's right. He's the new Texas Ric Flair.
We'll try to time to get your stuff done, too. Don't worry about that. The nice thing about it is the Nationals not till October. So most of my cooking's going to be done by June this year for the summer for a few months. So I'll have some time to do some things. We can get some things going.
We appreciate all the help today. And like I said, we're trying to get some things going at meeting and dealing with people and everything. It's amazing. I was sitting there at Tupelo, and I've never in all my life ever tried to do any. I've never tried to do anything little. It sometimes things become little. I couldn't apply the effort, or I didn't have the knowledge, or something like that. But we were sitting there, and of course we're doing a Tennessee Barbecue Association. And I was sitting there, and I was actually humbled, Tupelo, because they pulled off 100 teams, judged 4 categories, 100 teams, and had it on time. And I thought, my brain and my heart would absolutely explode. I want to be done with this program before it ever gets to that stage.
We
can't get
hundred teams.
No, man.
Great.
The pressure, the people. They're like Beverly Cross and stuff, and put that show on down there and stuff. They're super people and super nice. But, I mean, she's dedicating, I hate to say this,
a year.
She's dedicating her life to it, man. She started yesterday on
next year.
She has to pull off a show like that. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It killed us for 3 weeks to get this shotgun rib shootout going. I mean, it was stressful. I was kicking my tail, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, that's not just the best in the basin in Midland this weekend, which is in a junior's backyard. And, like I said, they've got 60 teams, but, it's the same way. They've been working on it for 8 or 9 months, I know, that I've been getting stuff on it. And,
these county fair cooks and these local town cooks and stuff. I mean, may not have nothing to do with it, but Chris and I are getting people involved and talking to people, our local people and stuff. And they're growing. I mean, you don't understand. When they grow 5 or 10 people, well, first thing you know, the city of McKenzie, which is just we ain't 3 stoplights in the whole town. They don't even have the people to even put a show on. It's outgrowing that quick, And that's like Tupelo. They had Beverly down there. I don't know. I guess, like I said, and Beverly, if you're listening to that, honey, I guess your husband must make a lot of money and stuff because you're dedicating that much time to a barbecue competition. God bless you. God bless him and your 2 beautiful daughters.
I'm telling you, they do a good job, no doubt. It's a well-run show. That's for sure. We had them on a few weeks ago, and I'm telling you, we still have an archive listens on that. Lance, if you hadn't listened to the archives of the Friday Night Lights Live, we did a show down there in Tupelo. We had about an hour, and we were on the go, man. It was wide open and loud. We had
running fast and shooting from the hip.
I'm telling you, Warren County Pork Choppers on with us, if you've ever heard of them guys.
Yeah, sure have.
We had Chris Lilly of Big Bob Gibson's on with us live.
I don't know, I didn't count it up, but I couldn't tell you exactly, but I don't want to put, but we had the guys that we interviewed and stuff, we had, out of the last 4 seasons of the Pitmasters, we interviewed like 4 or 5 teams that was on Pitmasters. And so, they kind of gave the people an idea that at least, it's TV in one thing, and then it's live, and, they're standing there at their cooker just acting, they just like us.
We had Andy Allen and Randy Hill of Southern Crunk live with us. We had Tim Seals, which he's on the show with us tonight, and give him a shout out because Tim's a fine cook, too. We had Tim on live with us. we had, I don't know if you've ever looked, but you need to check him out if you haven't, Malcolm Reed, out of Barbecue Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of
him?
We had Malcolm on. We had Malcolm on with us. Malcolm's a heck of a guy, too. I mean, fine fella.
Yeah, I get emails and stuff from him on updates and stuff on his stuff that he does all the time.
Right, right. He was on with us, and we had Jeremy Moyers. I don't know if you know Jeremy. He's out of Georgia now.
Yeah. I got a story for that. Jeremy Moyers, his brother, lives about 50 miles from me here.
There you go.
His brother is Swade Moyers, and I've competed against him a few times right here, locally.
And, yeah, Jeremy said he was from Lubbock. He said he was from Lubbock originally. That's right.
Yep, that's correct. And
fine,
good bunch of guys.
Fine fella. He was right next to us, matter of fact. That was the next spot over. He was there, and we got him on the show that night, and he talked on there. And I told him we done created a media monster, boy. He was on there.
Well,
he
had eight plays and ribs or something, didn't he?
He did. He scored eight plays and ribs.
Yeah. They're stout and ribs. I mean, like I said, I've competed against them, and dad jumped.
And
I'm surprised he ain't on here tonight. He had a big time though tonight.
I know it. He had a big time, and we had Team Two Sauce to Pork. Shane Greer is the president chapter of the Memphis chapter. You know, that's a big MBN team.
Yep.
And they were on. They had a good show in there on the KCBS run. Who else did we have? We had Q Al on there. Mike Wozen, is it Wozenak? It's Mike. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, but we had him on the show a few minutes, and he's a fine fellow. I got to sit down and visit with him just a little bit Saturday. Just had some great guys on there, and about everybody that was on there got calls, you know.
That's good.
But you need to go listen to it in archives. It's just an hour show. We only had an hour because the first hour is during two turn-in, salsa and chicken wings. So, here I was trying to make salsa and chicken wings and then try to do a show, you know. So we had to get out to it. We had the show. But it was just we had a good time. It was fast. We were huffing between Goo, me, and Keith Webb here at Pirate Park. He's on the line with us, too. He was backing us up. And shoot, we like my dad used to say, and I hate to say it, but we were shitting in and getting it.
There you go.
I'm telling
you. Well, you know, that's like the Fit Masters this weekend. One guy sent me an email today that, sounds like there may be Pitmasters are filming down here this weekend. And I was just looking, and Butcher's in it, Ernest Cervantes, S&S Pit Group. And then you've got Big Mo Kaysen, he's coming. And then
region a lot this year.
Yeah, he is. And he was supposed to be in Albuquerque this weekend. I was kind of glad he didn't show up over there because I would have been out. We're going to have, you know, some of the Pitmaster bunch, and then we're also going to have some of the Chop Grill. There's another one of the guys from Chop that's coming in. That's competing.
Who is that?
He's from New Jersey. Keeley's? I can't think of the first name.
I'm not sure.
Apparently he's a big one. Matter of fact, I think he flew in today, and he's hooking up with Ernest Cervantes this week, and then they're heading up, I guess, either tomorrow or Thursday to head to Midland. So that's going to be kind of a big deal down there, too. And I said they're getting a lot. And I said, you know, Butcher's going to be there. And I don't know. It's going to be a big time.
Well, good.
You might need to come down there and do a Friday Night Lights down there.
I'm telling you. Shoot.
We'd have to sell pop bottles and aluminum around here for two. Y'all have it going on. We raise enough money to get fuel money. That's all.
It's
there you go. Yeah. I mean,
where's Roy when we need you? Where's
Roy?
We'll fly
out of McKenzie International in a darn Piper Cub, and we might get there next week.
That's right.
Sing the Piper Cub with no air, no heat.
Well, like I said, I mean, I'll get you guys to Amarillo, then, you know, I got a four-door pickup. We can load up, swap drivers all the way to Vegas.
That'd be a road show. I'm telling you, we'd be doing Monday Night Live, Tuesday Night Live, Wednesday Night Live.
I'll tell you what we're doing.
How long is it going to take you to go? 3 days? You're going to drive out there in 3 days? Or you,
No. I'm driving over there overnight, buddy. Overnight.
No. You can't do that. You won't, if you do, you won't be able to cook no product when you get there.
900 miles? We're going to leave Thursday night after work, and we should pull in about 12 o'clock on Friday, 12 o'clock afternoon, and we'll get our stuff going. There's two of us going, so, you know, one can sleep a while and the other one can drive. And
that's commitment, guys. Y'all hear that? That's commitment. They're doing it. They're living their dream and going and doing it. I'm telling you, that's right. I mean,
I'm gonna pull a 4,000-pound trailer at 10 miles a gallon.
Yeah. Well, that's just what it's all about. I mean, we all try to do it and try to make it happen, and that's just
be back to work Monday.
That's right. God bless you. Just be careful. That's what we can say on that. You know, that's a lot. It's a lot of hard work. People don't realize the hard work and dedication it takes when we go and cook. I mean, because it's we talk about how fun it is all the time, and it is. But it's a lot of work. I mean,
but it is. Yes, you're absolutely right. It's a lot of work. And you know, you get done with a cook, and you think, man, I'm done for a while, and by the middle of next week, you're ready to go again.
I know it. I would love to go. I got invited.
Well, look here. I'm looking at Kathy right now on Facebook, standing there with your beautiful wife and Taylor Swift.
Man, how good is that? Yeah, I see that. That's pretty good. I thought, man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Tim's got it making sound. But
the best I did this weekend, I got to stand up. Well, Michael McNearman, because I used his chicken changer this weekend, and I know you guys probably heard a little bit about it, and that's a pretty neat product. I got mine in about a week ago. And
what is it now? What is it, Lance? I didn't hear you.
It's called a chicken changer. It's a cast iron. It kind of looks like a horseshoe.
Yeah.
And what he has done is he has built this thing for chicken thighs.
Right.
And you can take and you can put your thighs down in it. And you crisp them up. We ran it for 90 seconds at about 400 degrees. And I mean, it'll brown that skin and it's amazing what it'll do to the chicken thighs. He was on a whiskey pit over, you know, with Chad. A few weeks back, a month ago or so, and he was talking about it. He was just getting it out, kind of. And so I sent him out a message about how to get one. Because that's one thing I have a hard time with, the skin. Because, you know, IBCA, we don't have to mess with the skin so much because they cut it with a knife. You know, so it's not as important. And I was hearing because Chad used it down in Florida and thought it was a really good deal. And I sent Michael a message and sent him a payment, and he got it sent me. And I said, well, I'll see you in Albuquerque. And he said, well, he said, hey, problem, come over and see me. And so we talked a little bit about it and got to awards. And we stood there and we talked about it. He said, well, I hope we get some calls today. Well, I sure hope so, too. But, you know, we were 13th in chicken overall and 12th in ribs overall. So, you know, we were kind of the middle of the pack, first time we'd really used it. And I said, you know, he got us to Vegas.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, that was a question I was going to ask you, Lance. How did you do on your chicken? Because I know you're used to cooking halves in IBCA. And at KCBS, you got to cook six individual pieces. Was it six pieces you had to put in the box there?
Yes, I put six pieces in, and I think my score was 160-something. And, yeah, I mean, you know, and I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, it was kind of a tough build. I mean, 160 was a 13th overall, so, you know, or,
right.
You know, 13th and chicken, and I mean, you know, dang. You know, so,
hey, well, let me tell you something real quick. You want me to tell you what I did on chicken this past weekend?
What's that?
Come on, guys, let's hear it. Let's all say something about me bragging on my chicken.
Out of the I'm proud of the chicken.
I did a 170.8568.
That's a good score.
That was out of 100 teams. And I'm proud of that. I'm having to toot my own horn a little bit. That makes me feel good.
Oh, that's a good scoring, chicken.
You're right. It was. I don't know what he done. I think he went over there and stole
And you know what?
Jeremy,
I'm not
going to
tell you ass either.
I think he went over there and stole something from Jeremy off his cooker. He wasn't looking.
Heck no. That stuff was cooked right there on my old stick burner pit.
Well, you know, one of the things that I got into is I was looking for some, you know, more of an organic type chicken, you know, because the skin's a little thinner, you know, usually on them. They're not as fat.
Right.
And I guess I did find them, and I didn't realize when I was in the package when I was getting them all. Well, you know, I got over there, and Friday night I went to, you know, start prepping on my chicken, and I pulled one out of the package and it had backbone still in it. And I was like, oh, man. And so by the time I got the thing trimmed up, they were little, you know, because the weights were a lot heavier in the package than you could put a backbone stuff in them.
Right.
And I didn't even notice that they were in there. So by the time I trimmed them, I had some small chicken, and, you know, they were kind of odd size. And that was a lot of my problem. And then some reason I had a little too much salt in some of my stuff. Well, in the chicken, and it was a little saltier than I liked. And you know, I think that those two things is what kind of hurt me, because, you know, the uniformity of the chicken one is good as it should have been. The skin looked good. The sauce good. All that was good. It just, like I said, had probably a little too much salt in it. And then the uniformity. And then my ribs, same deal. And I had some really good ribs, but I got some crooked bone pigs. And you know, kind of threw me off when I went to slice them. And you know how that is. I mean,
I'm going to tell you.
Kind of starts a downhill slide right there.
Them ribs were my, you know, them ribs, the ribs I cooked this past weekend were really good. And, I mean, they just were pretty, looked good, bones were straight. I cut the end off the rib, and I cut eight pieces, one right after the other, and slid my knife under them and laid them in the box. And I'm going to tell you, on my ribs, I had triple nines on my ribs. I had one judge to give me a dang six, and that just knocked her in the head.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, and how does that happen?
I don't know. You know, I had nines, I had triple nines, I had 889s, I had 998s, and then I had an 867, and that just bammed her out of the knocked her out of the park, just hanging up. It's oak, and I'm not complaining. I'm just upset.
Oh no, I'm gonna say.
But really, it ain't the first time, and it won't be the last time.
I know it. And as we all get that way, you know, we look at this score, and we get these score sheets, and we look here, and we study, and we look, and we study, and we look. You know, and that's part of the fun of the game, I guess. That's just part of it. And that's just how it goes. You know. I was gonna ask one question tonight, and I want some feedback from all of y'all. Because this is just something I'm curious on. You know, KCBS, well, I've taken the judges class. I'm a CBJ. Goob, I know you had the judges class. Tim, I think you've done. Have you done the judges class too?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, I'm a CBJ.
All right. Well, all right. When we do, just think about this. You're told to judge what's in that box, period. Okay? What would stop us from turning in a box full of burn-ins?
Nothing will stop you to do it. And I don't know. That might try it. You know, just one thing about it is you're going to have to be bold enough to try it. But I agree. I mean, I was watching that show with Phil and Emily when they done the Kansas City and they done burn-ins up there. And we all know burn-ins are to die for, you know, but I don't know if they're going to mark you down. I thought about that myself. I thought, man, I can fill this bottle with burn-ins and put me some slices on top of them and be done with this.
Why would they mark you bad because no slices? Because
they're not supposed to mark you down, but they're not supposed to mark you down. But the deal is, my theory is on that, if everybody's doing slices of the flat, and you just turn in burn-ins, they're going to say, well, there were he didn't get a good cook off, something wrong, why didn't he turn in burn-in? And it's
But being a CBJ, you're supposed to judge what's in that box and only what's in that box, not what was poured
and
what's in
it. I know, but then it's not a computer program, it's human beings.
I know. But I mean, a box full of burn-ins, I mean, you can't get no better eating than that.
I agree.
I mean, I hate to blow a show, but you know, I'm really wanting to do it just to see how it's gonna do.
Right.
But you know, I mean, you get a box of burn-ins in there, what are you gonna, I mean, you can put 8 pieces in there or 10 pieces and they can get 2, make them big enough to chew on them. But, I mean, that's brisket. And they're judging what's in that box and that, on taste, tenderness, and appearance.
Well, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. You know, that's just like doing chicken or anything else. You have option to do thighs, legs, breast,
right.
Whatever you want to do, Cornish hens or whatever. So, I mean, you know, drumettes, wings,
I agree, you know, but that was just a question I wanted to throw out there. Maybe we can get some response. Before we go any further, I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. Be sure to check our show out, Friday Night Lights Live from Tupelo. Listen to it in the archives because I guarantee you it'll be a good show. You'll enjoy hearing it. I'm proud of the show. Goob did help me out. We had some awesome guests on it. Keith Webb, Pirate Pork, helped me out on it. We had some great guests. Just a dynamite show. It was fast. It was loud. It was live. And we had 1 hour to do it in, and we covered some major ground doing it. Always come back and listen to this show. In archives, you can listen to any show in archives. We've just had thousands and thousands and thousands of listens in archives this year, and I'm very proud of that. I'm thankful that all y'all want to tune in and listen to the show. It's an honor for me to do it. It's an honor for me to have these callers call in and be on the show with me because without you, without me, there wouldn't be this show. And I appreciate it greatly. I do want to thank all my sponsors, BarbecueSuperstars.com, Blues Hog Barbecue Sauce, MeatRake.com, MaverickIndustries.com, and my newest sponsor also, Grill Great. That's an awesome product. Check out GrillGrate.com. They've got some dynamite stuff there. I can't wait to start using them more and more and more. I know in the TBA we're going to have a steak category, a backyard category. Those are perfect for those kind of categories. I'm sure everybody could use those all across the country. But I do want to give a shout-out to all my sponsors. I greatly appreciate all them, and I greatly appreciate all my callers. I'm going to give them all. We've got about 3 minutes left, guys. I'm going to give you all a few minutes about a minute to give out your information, your Facebook, your .com. I know, Tim, you build grills, don't you? You build pits.
I build mule self-smokers, MULET. T-U-F, MuleTuff.com. But I don't try to associate that. If I'm at a cook-off, it's all about cooking barbecue. If you want to buy a smoker, call me.
That's right. He's got some nice smokers, guys. You definitely want to check that out, MuleTuff.com. Check Tim Seals out, Smelly Butts Barbecue. But go to MuleTuff.com and look at those rigs. They are really nice, and they're quality built. They're made in USA, right there out of Missouri, by a real craftsman. Tim, I appreciate you calling on the show. I'm gonna give Keith Webb a couple minutes, and Lance Moore, and I want to get Goob to finish it up, and then I'll tie it out. Okay. So guys, y'all have at it, because we're about out of time. I appreciate all of you calling in. Next week we're supposed to be back on Wednesday nights. I was doing this, filling in for Chad Ward, a Whiskey Ben in the Pit tonight. We should get our schedule back right next week. I was just doing him a favor. So Keith Webb, you up? I'll give everybody a shout out, and Lance, and then Goop.
All right, Keith Webb of Pirate Fork. You can look us up under the Keith Webb, or Pirate Fork does have a Facebook page as well.
Thanks, Keith Webb.
This is Lance Moore with West Texas Pitmasters. You can find us on Facebook under West Texas Pitmasters, or at westtexaspitmasters.com. I'd like to give a shout out to some of my sponsors too. Oak Ridge Barbecue, Big Rums Rubs, 82's Barbecue, Grill Great, Meat Rake, and Texas Web and Graphic. They're some of my sponsors this year, and I couldn't do any of this without them. And I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Well, we're glad to have you, Lance. Appreciate you calling too. We appreciate all of you calling. And Goob, we're going to let you finish it up there, brother. Goob, you up, man. You might have lost, Goob. Hopefully didn't we even lose, Goob. But Keith Brawner, Team Grilling and Chilling on Facebook. James Brawner on Facebook. Maybe he'll come back in with us. I don't know what happened to Goob, but we've had a good show tonight, guys. It's been a good show. We just have a good time when we get on here, and that's what it's all about. That's what barbecue's all about, and it just keeps getting better and better. I mean, the show is just easy to do. I just love doing it, and I love for y'all to call in. Love to hear about everything going on. Lance, we want to wish you the very best for your next comp next week, and then this big Las Vegas trip, man. We want just excited about that. We want to hear all about it. If I had the money, I'd fly down there and be by your side. I guarantee it.
I'd love for you guys to do it. It's going to be a big time. Biggest thing I've ever done.
Well, you know, it's exciting, and we're proud for you. You know, you and, you know, we've got John Reed and Smoking Egg and Junior up in smoke. You know, we love all y'all to call in and talk smoke with us. And, you know, S&S Pick Crew, they call in sometimes, and you know, we love to hear what's going on in Texas, like we do Tennessee or Missouri or anywhere else. And we just want to keep the smoke rolling. We sure do.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. Just like Tim out of Missouri, and we want to hear Missouri news. We usually get Roy Powell out of Colorado now, and we get some Pennsylvania callers, and we just have a big time. We sure do. Guys, this is Chris Chadwick for Let's Talk Smoke. My team, Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team, is my Facebook page. Be sure to go on Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke radio show and like my page, spread the word, share it. Let's get some likes on that. Sure helped me out a lot. I'm like everybody else. I like the likes. So I'm telling you. Y'all all have a great night. Until next week, hopefully we'll be back on schedule on Wednesday nights. I will definitely be posting it and keeping up, and look forward to talking to y'all all during the week this week. Let's just keep talking smoke, and let's let the smoke roll, brothers.
TBA.
Y'all have a good night. TBA. All right. We're out of here.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.